The opinions expressed in Lorecast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Lorecast!
Welcome back to episode 2 of Lorecast.
Today will be all about friendships, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Emphasis on the ugly. We also have a close friend of ours in the studio today. Welcome, Lena.
Hi.
Okay, Lena has had first-hand experience in friendship fallouts, but luckily not with us, obviously.
Which is why we have a special game show segment dedicated to just how well you two know each other. It's time for Bro or Foe. I'm going to ask you both a question about the other person, and you will answer for each other. The winner is deemed the ultimate amiga. The loser is fake. Who is most likely to get arrested? Anna Sophia, what is your answer?
I'm going to go with Lena.
And Lena, what is your answer?
I'm also going to go with Lena.
Congratulations, you both got a point. Why do you think that is?
I think Lena's a bit more mischievous when it comes to transportation. Not exposing her anything, but just a little bit more mischievous. You know, I get it. Like, you have to say, but she is a sneaky person.
Does that sound
accurate? I really do agree. I was going to say, like, I feel like it would be the fare evasion that would get me. And yeah, I feel like you are not that into fare evasion.
Okay. Describe the other person's type in guys. Whoever is most accurate gets the point. Let's go Anna Sophia. Describe Lena's types in guys in 3 words.
I'm gonna have to lock in. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I got it. I think I got it. Are we going with looks or just personality?
Let's go with both.
Both? Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm gonna say green, artsy, and chalant. No. I'm not gonna go chalant. I'm gonna go with, niche. I would say niche.
When you say green, do you mean his aura is green or like he wears green?
He's like into the environment and stuff.
Oh,
and like,
okay.
Yeah.
Lena, what were the first 3 words that came to mind when you thought about your own type?
Like, that was really good. I like the word niche. But when I thought of it, I thought creative, which is like artsy.
Artsy.
Chill. And normal.
Normal.
Because I feel like I've been prioritizing normal.
Okay.
But okay, you know what? I'm going to recant that answer.
Oh.
My true type is probably creative, chill, weird.
Oh.
But I'm evolving to creative, chill, normal.
Okay.
I really see green too.
Should I get 0.5?
I think I'm going to give you, because it was going to be like a triple pointer. Uh-huh. I think you get a point for that because I would say artsy and creative are in the same like ring.
Everything she said is accurate, just not what I thought.
That's fine.
At first, but it was really accurate.
Okay. And Lena, your turn. In 3 words, describe Anna Sophia's type. It seems like we're going with the personality based off the previous 3 answers, so I would say aim for personality rather than looks.
Damn, this is hard. I don't even know for myself. I have 3 words in mind.
Has interests, like he's into something really deeply.
Okay.
So like passion.
Yeah, like passionate.
Okay.
He's pretty nonchalant and I'm gonna say artsy too.
Yeah, so mine was extroverted, artsy, and then I think the other one I said in my head was funny.
I would give a point to you too. Artsy.
I was gonna say nonchalant too, but then I changed it last minute in my head.
Okay, so both you guys scored a point this round. Next question. Who is more, according to a poll, you asked a billion people, who is most likely to go viral on social media, Lena or Anna Sophia?
I'm going to have to go with me because Lena does not post very much on social media purely for that point. But I do feel like Lena could go viral randomly for like something she posts like artsy-wise, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But like in terms, I feel like getting viral nowadays is just like posting random stuff, and I feel like I post more random stuff than she does.
I'm gonna say Anna Sophia for sure. Like, I'm not on the TikTok, but when I was, like, Anna Sophia's content is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even just saying that.
Okay, can I get a drum roll for the final answer? Both of you get a point. Okay. What is the other person's deepest fear?
I think Anna Sophia's deepest fear is definitely failure. She's a very ambitious person and she works really hard. So I feel like that's really scary for her.
It's weird. I feel like Lena's deepest fear is probably rejection a little bit. Because I feel like she does go for it, but I feel like sometimes she, like, in some things you kind of pull yourself back because you're like, I don't know. So I think it would be rejection.
So we have failure for Anna Sophia and rejection for Lena. Anna Sophia, what was the first thought that came to your head about yourself?
I would say failure, yeah.
Was it failure?
Yeah.
And what about you, Lena?
It definitely is rejection.
Wow, yeah. You guys. What is your favorite trait about the other person? There's no point to this round.
My favorite thing about Anna Sophia is how she's always thinking about others. Like, she's a very selfless person, I find. You know, she rides for her family, for her friends, and I think, I don't know, she's very considerate.
I would say my favorite thing about Lena is how, like, charming she is. That's, like, a weird way to say it, but I just like how you can connect with anyone. Like,
that's true.
Like, you really get along with the room, which is, like, an amazing trait to have. And, like, you can really talk to people.
Wow, guys. Okay, congratulations, Lena. You are the ultimate amiga.
Boo.
And you're fake, Anna Sophia.
That was a lot of fun, even though I lost. Congratulations, Lena, for that dub. So now we're going to talk about friendship fallouts. Can you describe to us your friendship fallout with a person that you've had before? Because I know that you've gone through it. Share with us what happened.
So this had been someone I was really close with for like all of most of high school and most of middle school. And we were actually in a friend group, me and Sophia and some other people and this person. But yeah, it was strange. Like all of a sudden, there was like a cut off contact thing and I wasn't able to get a hold of them. And like I would be constantly like calling them or like texting them, FaceTiming them. And like there'd be no answer, and then I didn't see them at school anymore, and it just felt very like out of the blue.
Was there ever a conversation where you guys were like, okay, we're not friends anymore, or did it just happen like naturally?
Yeah, there was like no conversation at all. I actually, like, after a period of not talking to them, I would see them again, and it was like weird, but like it would never be addressed. So yeah, it was definitely not like a clear cut like we're not friends anymore. It was just kind of something that happened, I think.
I guess while this was going on, did you, because it seems like, I don't know if this is accurate, but like you almost got ghosted like randomly by your friend. Mm-hmm. Did you notice any changes of behavior or like things that this person would do that you were like, hold on, like you take a step back?
I would say yeah. Like leading up to it was like more times that we would be having a conversation. Well, this was just kind of the nature of our friendship. Like we would have like conversations and be like frustrated with each other, but that was just kind of like the banter vibe.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I found it happening more frequently where I feel like I would do something to like anger them or just kind of a little more distance. And then that was like, okay, now there's no contact. So I guess there was like points leading up to it, but at the time you don't really see that because you're, okay, this is my friend. Like, why would I do something to like break it off?
You say like arguments, do you mean like over like silly topics?
Like deeply silly topics. Like it was, I don't think I've ever had an argument over something serious.
Like over like a slice of pizza, I mean? Like you guys like, would fight over who eats it?
like stuff like that, or just like an opinion I would have or something.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
I actually also had a falling out with this person. It was just not like as, I guess not as heavy with Lena, because Lena and her were very close and I got closer with them like later on. But I just want to ask, like, how did you cope through this situation of falling out with a friend? I feel like this topic overall is not really talked about on social media. Like, maybe from time to time you'll see, like, a TikTok or a relatable, like, Instagram reel about it. But it mainly, like, when you think fallout, you think of, like, a boy, a romantic relationship. How did you feel when you started realizing, like, oh, we're not friends anymore?
Like, honestly, that feeling was, like, very similar to, like, a breakup process romantically, honestly. Like, for me. Like, I was listening to, like, breakup songs, and I would, like, really think of it as, oh, my God, this is, like, the one that got away. Oh, and it was, I don't know, it was, like, this weird, like, I don't want to say grieving, but, like, kind of like that period where I was, like, wow, like, this is, because it was such a huge part of my life, you know?
Yeah. Would you say, like, you're over it now? Like, you're all good?
For sure.
Or does it still, like, think, do you think about it time to time?
I think about it sometimes, but, like, I don't harbor any negativity towards the person because they're living their life, like, so am I. It's fun. But, yeah, it's not something that's super on my mind because I have a lot of great friends that I'm really grateful for.
What did you learn? What did you take away that you're almost like, okay, like, I'm grateful that this happened because I learned something out of it?
Like, what type of qualities do you look for in friends? Because I've had friends before, too, where they realized after the friendship was done that I was like, oh, I don't want to be friends with a person that, like, makes fun of me as a joke and stuff like that. Like,
for what I learned, it was, like, I don't really believe in, like, begging to be in someone's friend or, like, begging to stay in their life. Like, I feel like I was, like, constantly texting and, like, trying to get them back. But if they don't want to be friends with you, then you can't control that. You don't want to trap someone into a friendship or anything. For qualities I look for in people now, I would say, like, I don't really like being friends with super argumentative people now, or just, like, I think it's okay for us to all have opinions. I also think it's an age thing. Like, we were younger, so maybe that was more normal.
I feel like back then, or there's still some friendships, I'm not gonna lie, if you're like this with your friend, I don't know, I just don't really get when people are mean to each other, like, very mean to each other, and it's all, like, a sibling. They say it's, like, oh, it's a sibling thing type of friendship, but I'm not even mean to my siblings. I don't really understand, like being like, oh, she's so ugly, but, like, oh, I still love her. It's just, it's kind of weird. I don't know. What's your guys' opinion on that?
Me and Sophia have had this conversation before, but, like, our friend group, the three of us are in with some other people, too. Like, we're just not like that at all. Like, we've never had, like, oh, we're being mean. Like, that's just not in our, like, banter. And I think I would find it really strange. Like, I think everyone has a, like, things we say. Yeah. Like, for example, this is, like, dumb, but our friend Joel plays badminton. And, like, anytime he would, like, be going to do, be like, oh, like, you have to go to badminton. You can't hang out with us. Like, stuff like that is, like, funny, but it's not actually mean.
Yeah. I've seen it, like, in a real friend group, too. And, you know, it works for them. But I think I'd be like, what's going on if that happened to me? Like, I'd be like, huh? Because the relationship I have with my sibling, we, like, fight. And I'm like, I don't want to do that with my friend. Like, I want to get away from you and hang out with my friend. You know what I mean? Like, banter is one thing. Insulting someone is, like, another thing. Like, I was in a friend group, too. Not that, like, if I were to compare it to, like, our friend group, I think we really embrace each other's, like, individual hobbies and passions. When you find a good, healthy friendship, everyone kind of bounces off each other instead of dragging down each other. I think when you're in an unhealthy friend group, because I think we've all experienced unhealthy friend groups, what tends to happen is that there's always, like, an insecure person or insecure people who find it easier to drag each other down, the whole, like, friendship, sibling thing, because it's easier to bring someone down to your level than to, I don't know, work on yourself.
No, I really agree. That's also my favorite thing about our friend group is we're all respectful of each other. Because the thing is, I think of my friends as family. You can still have that, oh, sibling feeling without actively being rude to someone. Friends that are like family is more of a, okay, like, I love you no matter what kind of thing.
I think it's very important that if you are finding yourself uncomfortable with your friends or, like, anxious beforehand hanging out or anxious during or afterwards, I think that's, like, a sign that, not that they're bad people, but, like, maybe you need to find people, because really true friendship and, like, a good relationship with anybody is that you feel like you can be yourself with them. Like, that's when you can breathe, really. With friendship fallouts, I think it's important to have them so you can learn what worked, what didn't work. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the fallout doesn't have to be malicious where, like, both of you fight or whatever. Sometimes it can just be, like, you guys grew apart. Find people that, it's so corny, but literally find people that appreciate you for you, because it is possible. Like, I feel like I found that with our friend group. Like, I feel like I can be myself 100%.
I think definitely if you feel like you have anxiety thinking about the friendship aspect of your life, it's time to just really reel it in and think. It's better to surround yourself with, like, no one at all rather than people that are hurting your self-esteem, essentially. And I learned that the hard way, especially through high school. So if anything, those, like, situations, I agree. I think it's important to experience them. And, you know, nothing's as bad as, like, you might think it is. In hindsight, I know that sounds like I'm dismissing people's issues, but, like, really nothing is as horrible as you're experiencing it in that moment. And things will look up eventually.
It's better to be alone than to be surrounded by people who make you feel bad. Like, I think that quality over quantity thing is something I had to learn I think coming from like middle school or maybe even early high school, it was like, okay, I want to like know as many people as I can and be friends with all these people, but that's like not always good for you. So yeah, but I think as we get older, our friendships kind of get more stable, or at least that's been my experience. So I think coming from those friendship fallouts and knowing what I want and being more like direct about it has gotten me a lot of great friends today that I love.
Thank you so much, Lena, for being here today.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having me. I had fun.
On our next episode, we will be covering high school lore. This will be a fun episode as we'll be bringing in one of our friends that's also in our program. So all three of us have, you know, compared and contrasted university and high school. So stay tuned for that.
Bye. Bye.